Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays seeks new indictment in Trump 2020 election case. By Paul Bois on June 4, 2026. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is reportedly seeking a new indictment pertaining to President Trump in the 2020 election. The Arizona Attorney General's office will return this case to the grand jury, Mays spokesperson Richie Taylor said on Thursday. We decline to comment further at this time. Mays' office confirmed that she will be seeking new indictments against allies of Trump who aided him in his contesting of the 2020 election after the Arizona High Court shot down an effort to revive her sprawling first indictment against them, per Politico. The announcement by Mays, a Democrat, came moments after the Arizona Supreme Court publicly revealed the June 2 decision to deny Mays' bid to revive the case against some of Trump's top allies, which was dismissed over a judge's finding that there was a defect in the grand jury indictment. The brief, unexplained decision closed the book on a two-year-old case that threatened some of Trump's closest allies, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, attorneys Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman, and nearly a dozen GOP activists who falsely claimed to be legitimate presidential electors despite Trump's defeat in the state. Trump himself was named by the unusually aggressive grand jury as an unindicted co-conspirator. The judge overseeing the case tossed it last year after finding that Mays' prosecutors failed to present the original grand jury with the precise text of the law that Trump's allies were accused of seeking to violate. In November, Mays asked the Arizona Supreme Court to reverse the lower court rulings. According to the Associated Press, the ruling follows the dismissals of two cases in Michigan and Georgia, along with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith dropping charges of election interference against Trump. The cases were all dismissed following the president's defeat of former Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. Cases related to the fake elector scheme are ongoing in Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin, added the AP. In Arizona, defense lawyers have argued the law allowed for multiple slates of electors to be submitted to Congress in case the results were disputed. Federal law was amended in 2022 to specify that any given state could put forward only one slate of electors and that state governors are responsible for signing off.